We are in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, Shin Mem Gimel, Kavitali Dalai Lines. Kavitali Dalai Mbeis regarding the Lachas of Cotton, and Shabbos regarding the Lachas of Chinuch. Agos says Rama, Yeshem, some say the calls this whole Lachas, but Cotton the Lagil Chinuch, when the child did not reach the age of Chinuch. Lagil Chinuch, but we reach the age of Chinuch, and then Shechel Nafrishoi. Then you do have to separate him from doing an Isser. That's the taste of the Perikol Kisvei. The Isham is some say, B'leishay Chinuch LeBezin. No, Chinuch does not apply to Bezin. Elul Abavad says, B'seis only to the father himself. The cotton shenikas of a child that hits his father, or Yobashar Avez Bekat Nusay, or violates other sins when he was a minor, Ava B'shein Nitzav Chubah Kishri, although it does not require Chubah repentance when he becomes an adult. However, Tayyip L'Ishay Kabbal Asim is a double in the Chubah L'Kapara. It's good for him to accept something upon himself, something for tshuva and for atonement. Apisha over Kaidin Shinas Baranchin, even though he violated before he became liable for punishment. That's Piskamai Reis and Samach Bez. Says Mishabura, Sivkot and Zion. That some say, no, at this that you don't have to separate him is when he did not reach the age of Chinuch. But if he reached the age of Chinuch, the Tzrichim Lafishai, you have to separate him. It's really who they hold to keep him the Gila Chinuch, since he's a Chinuch age. Unlike what the Machaber said, that Bezin does not have to stop him, only the father. No, they hold that every single person has to separate from his Kamaya love, just like on his father. I bought the camera, they still behold him to Lafisha, that they're not commanded to separate him. That's when he did not reach the age of Chinuch. My Machayodim Shabtai, to look at the Chayodim, that his opinion is the Lini Surah Deiraiser. Regarding a biblical prohibition, yes, lach, because they assume one should be strange like his opinion. I came there for Moibi Gululim Ritzlach, a cut in Yisrael, Shigil Chinuch. If a non Jew wants to feed a child, a Jewish child, they reach the age of Chinuch, double shots of their eyes. Something that's biblical forbidden. Mutzah Gamalchim, Lomchiz Biodi, every Jew has to step up and protest. Abdavish is from a Japan, but something that's only rabbinically forbidden. In Mutzah Rakala Ab, that's only the responsibility of the father. Sharatina says, Bab says, that's Lashon Chayodim. Truth. It's on the father that it's his responsibility to separate from Isser, even by something that's rabbinic, from when the child's already able to understand the way he himself writes in the Sefer Gimel. Look over there. That he picks Meshigil Lechinuch. That's just because of the first halacha that is keeping that symmetry, but really it's even earlier than, so to speak, Chinuch age, once he's ready by Harvana, which is like 2-3, to stop doing Yisurim. Sivkot and Ches. Yeshem, some say, that no, Chinuch does not apply to Bezin, only to father. So he says, Labdei Chadashi, that's not a new opinion. That's the opinion of the Mechaber that we brought, that Bezin is not Mitzvah and Lafisha. Sivkot and Tess, that a child that did something wrong when he was younger, it's Toibla, it's good for him to accept some type of a Tshuva Kapara when he gets older. So, Kotin Shagana, a minor that steals or Jezik, where he damages, Roy Lebezin Akoisi. It's appropriate for the courts to hit him. There should not be a custom in this. Bechin chavalo be yisho to injuries and shaming. Anything that's interpersonal. The courts are commanded to separate him. Nothing, no mishap should happen through the child. But it doesn't have to pay. If the theft is not, it's not around anymore. Chaz medin is all from the ikar loch. But going beyond the letter law, bein shechavol. Whether he injured him with his body or shizik with his mind or he damaged with his money, he has to pay to him. That's a tazach hayod, and that's a something from the vilna going. The sharatin oisukhez says even if the hezik was only bein garmi ba'alma, indirect cause, that's a something from the taz and the vilna going. Yeah, Allah the mask will never save him. Actually from yesterday, that the Mechaber said that the father actually to actively feed the child, that's forbidden even by things that are rabbinically forbidden. So it brings the opinion of the Rashba and the Ran. So if the child needs it, it's permitted even to actively feed it to him, something that's Isra Rabban. But the Mechaber says in Ladina, like the opinion of those who disagree on that opinion, and say it's forbidden in all situations. Shuvas Rabbeinu Kibbeh, he writes, regarding carrying Svarm to Shul, where there's no Erev through a child. Even you can rely with this on the Rashba, but the Isra Rabbanan, you can actively feed the child. And responds that that's not the case. Because the Ran writes in Perek Kol Kisvei explicitly, even according to the Rashba, you feed it to the child only what's his for his needs, not for our needs. The contrary, we protest what the child is doing. But there is a remedy to give the child a chumash and a siddur that should carry to shul for himself, to daven that to hikri seter. Mela, then the adult will join with him to daven together with him. Dear Shu 31 brings, however, in Mishnah Berurah later on, Shin Samach Bey is assessing like the Pinyan Shulchan Aruch, that even when the child does it for his own benefit, even this is Rabbanan, the father has to separate him. And he's assigned to what's here in Sim Mishnah and Gimel. Mishnah 32, to tell a child to open up a Shabbos the fridge, and he forgot to close the lights that is inside the fridge. By opening up the fridge, the light's going to go on. And that's so the child should take out, let's say, the juice that he needs or the food that he needs. Shlomo Zalman writes, and that's from this girl instructs, he has permitted, because considered that the child is doing it for himself, but as long as the child doesn't know that by opening it, the light's going to go on. Regarding opening up the fridge through an adult, we're discussing Rishayin Zayin. Regarding opening it through a non-Jew, we're discussing Rishayin Vav. Dish number 33, to give a child a siddur or chumash into his hands. According to what Mishnah Berurah wrote in the Simashin Chafei, that's forbidden to put in the hands of a non-Jew food because there's a concern that he's going to take it out to the street, comes retroactively that the Yisrael did the Akira. So that's the case, the same thing would be not to put it into the hand of the child because then you're doing Akira with the intention that the child's going to take it out. That's the burden Shemir Shabbos Kol Chase. Dish number 34, to give a child to bring a Sefer Torah, Chaim Kinsky writes, by Sefer Torah, you don't have to head to the Be'al Locha. And even if the child also wants to hear a Torah, but since it's recognizable that you need it to be recognizable as bringing it for himself, and here it's not so obvious because he's obviously bringing it also for everyone else. Addition number 30, a deaf mute or mentally arranged that did Averis, and then he was healed. Chavachim writes that whether they violated Averis benom lachaver or benom lamokim, it's good for them to accept upon themselves some dvar tshuva and kapara, similar to this case of the child, like we spoke. Shin Dalad Mem did not halach b'midba b'Shabbos by Beis Sifrim. Go the last simon here in Chelik Gimel. Someone is going in the midbar in the desert on Shabbos, and it's two paragraphs. Sifal halach b'midba. Someone's going in the desert. Bini day moser her Shabbos. He doesn't know when it's Shabbos. Tamayin Shiva Yom, he counts 7 days. Mayim Shnosan Aliboy, for when he paid attention, Shikhasai, that he forgot. Bekadosh Shviyah Bekiddush Avdala, and he sanctifies the seventh day with Kiddush and Avdala. Yesh Lemimar Lesparnas, if he has what to provide for himself, Asle Las Malacha Kal, then he's not allowed to work at all. Achiech Lamashish, until he depletes what he has. Vazi Asle Malacha Bechal Yom, then he does work every single day. Afil Beyim Shemekadosh Bay, even the day that he makes Kiddush, as a continued daf of Kuf Tzadik Hayim Arav. According to what he needs, which in Tzem is just enough. Mutalelech Bay B'chol Yom, and he's allowed to go on that every single day. Afilu B'yom Shemekadosh Bay, even the day that he's making Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Aleph. Ha'olech B'midbar, more than 70 years of Nishba Ben Levit Kelulim. If he was taken captive by the non-Jews, when Nishkei Chim Shabbos Menetz, and as the Yerusha explains, if he gets the day of Shabbos. However, at times, in that situation, he could verify from their calculation which day is our Shabbos. But if he can't, he's in the midbar, or they're not telling him, he's not able to figure it out, then he counts 7 days. What he means to say is from the day that he has this doubt, Master Shabbos, when Shabbos? Now that day itself, that becomes now the first day of, so to speak, the 6 weekday days. Because he's going to count this imaginary week, Sivkat and Gimel, and he makes Kiddush on the 7th day, B'Kiddush of Avdallah. And he says Kiddush on the Pasva, yeah, and he makes Kiddush on bread and wine, Kedin, like the Halacha. But Tikna Chamazel is a car, and the Cham instituted this as a memory. Just like Tishtakach Torah Shabbos meant that he shouldn't forget the concept of Shabbos, which Haratzin Leisbeis brings us from the Rashi and the Ran, and what they have in mind to answer is how do they permit him to make Brichas Kiddush, but it's still not. It's still in doubt. So they're saying you're right that it's not for the halacha shabbat. It's lezikar. Just remember, now if he doesn't have wine and challah, which is captive, or in the desert. Kaddish al day atfilah, you should make kiddush through davening. The atfilah is balsh shabbos b'yom zekut. The atfilah is going to daven today's day of shabbos davening. Kamesh kasa prima gadam. Because it's a midday rice, and it fills the biblical obligation. Atfilah ima yoyim hu be'em shabbos, even if today is truly shabbos, kamevu lebus mishan ab mishbura and sham. Gam yavid b'atfilah, you make abdallah and atfilah, shoyim atu chanaton. Because it's al pi'atchak, and in present situation, is yoyitzim this, the mitzvah abdallah.
Sim cotton dalad. Beim yesh lebechulu, mechaber said that if he has what to provide for himself, he's not do any work at all. I know that is a filling in lekim lechem alma. That is, if it just says just regular bread, shuv asal lasam alocha etol b'nei hashiyar. Then he's not do work by the people in the caravan. Lestarka b'shuvat tapshul, like to get paid for some type of food. The land come b'kuch nevesh because there's no danger to life. No had to do the malocha. Might be Shabbos. Simkon hey, that if he has mimalas parnas what to provide for himself, then mekasbe yesh lefrom the money that he has. Could sell some object, or even if get on credit from one of the caravan members. Until they get to a place of settlement, to a settled area, to get a gift from them, there's no head to do malacha. As the Sharat Sinai says, that's possible because any options that he have that he shouldn't have in Chal Shabbos, and so too to violate any other avers, he would have to do. Sivkat Vav. So it's asalai. It's forbidden for him to do any malacha at all until he uses up what he has. But someone means to say, even all the quote unquote other 6 days, because I'll call Yom Suffolk Shabbos, really every day is maybe Shabbos. Avagav, the Rebbe Yom Huyimichel, even though the majority of the days are weekdays, Zemekugubo, this is stationary. The Yom Shabbos, because the day of Shabbos Minkul HaKolu is recognized by everyone. And that's what's called Kol Kabuk and Mechza Mechzadame, and therefore it's 50-50, and therefore you would have to be astringent. Sivkot and Zayin. Then they could do, when he used up everything, then they could do Malach every single day, even on the day that he's making Kiddush. The amount kidei parnasase, just exactly for what he needs to provide himself. So I'll call him namikoy. Says the mishnah, that's going every single day. He's not allowed to do any work for more malacha. Even on his quote unquote Friday, can they lachan on yom shvishalay to like you know have enough for his Saturday for Shabbos? Shalay tzarch lasa b'malacha that he shouldn't have to do malacha. Gam kenas that's also forbidden. The shema yemu yem Shabbos. Maybe today is Shabbos. Malacha yem chalim. Tomorrow will be a weekday. V'echi chal b'davish in the gila b'kuch nevesh. How could he desi? How could he mechal Shabbos with something that's not the gila b'kuch nevesh? Avakadei panos simut. But for his sustenance is permitted in the gila b'kuch nevesh because it's related to keeping himself alive. Shem le'asim malacha but he doesn't do work. Yomas b'amid b'berav. He's going to die in the desert from hunger. But the Yavin, now after the fact, if he did make a profit on one day, more than what he needs, then right, tomorrow is forbidden for him to do work, until he uses up what he does have. Sivkot Nchas, Mutta Leilech, and it permitted him to go every single day, even many parsois, because he remains in the desert, loyal Michal Shabbos, always going to desecrate Shabbos, Yamas Beretz Gezer, and he's going to die in this barren land. Sivkot Ntes, and he could walk a Philippi Yamshim Mekadosh, but even the day that he's making Kiddush. So that he could quickly get out of the desert of Asharis from other prohibitions. Even though there's only a rabbinic prohibition, he's not allowed to do on his quote unquote his Shabbos in Magdram. Belly Rabbi Mikkel B'Shvus, the Rabbi is leaning regarding a rabbinic prohibition, even on his seventh day. Given the Rak Sapik Rabban, since only at the most it's a Safik, that's only rabbinic, which you can go legally. Same thing is, if he forgot which month he's in, or the number of days of the month, Nisan, Sivan, and Tishrei, and this could happen in days that you don't see the Levana and stuff like that, because that's also not possible to know and to recognize the Yom Tovim, and he doesn't know when the Yom Tovim would take effect. So then he would also have to be knowing out of that Mekedusha until he knows for sure that the Yom Tovim are over, says the Prima Gadol Mishpat says up. The Masakba is Azias Malacha, until he uses up everything, then he can do work. So he says the Tish Shabbos writes that if he could fast one day without danger, he's not do malach on that day because it's no pekuach nefesh. So look at Sefer Bigdei yesterday, he disagrees with him and he holds that, well, he doesn't have to afflict himself in a fast so that he could quickly go out of the midbar and he's lengthy. Oh, look over there, he doesn't have to fast because of like, yeah, well, what's the heter? It's not pekuach nefesh for that one day. No, it's not like that. And the Masa Mutsum Semes, so every day could work just enough, exactly. So, why wouldn't they permit him to make profit on one day or 2 days, way more than his panasa, so that he could keep Shabbos, so to speak, the next 4 or 5 days from doing work? Through that, it's much closer that he'll become the mitzvah Shabbos according to the halacha, which is not the case now that he's doing every single day for sure. Mechal Shabbos malacha d'araisa. At least he'll have an option. So that's it. The halacha is somewhat you can say is like this. then now when he's doing Ketipa Nasasa, that's not called Chilul Shabbos, because it's negay every single game for Pekiyoch Nefesh, and therefore that's better than doing more than what you have to do for a day or two, more than Panasa, then you mean Chilul Shabbos willingly, out of the doubt. And it might actually be Shabbos. He could learn from this, he says, regarding a soldier, that because from the government he has to do, from the army he has to do something malacha d'araisa, and he can do this on Erev Shabbos Kodesh, and for sure he's mechayev to do that, so that he's not mechal Shabbos the next day, like we verify in the Shaar Tzion. However, if he didn't have time the whole day until Ben Hashmash, it's better that he does the malacha tomorrow, even though that then is definitely Shabbos, because then he has to do it, and there's no issa. It's not the case now. He's going to be willingly mechal Shabbos out of doubt. It says you can reject that in our situation it's 2 days, which is not the case over here, but it's 1 day. Who cares whether it's from the beginning of the 24-hour period of Shabbos to the middle of the 24-hour period? Definitely better to do it earlier, then maybe he'll be safe through this from Chilul Shabbos. And he says, v'tzar chiyin on that. The Ramazal afil b'yim shemekadosh b'ay, he's allowed to walk every single day, even the day that he quote unquote makes kiddush. Now regarding tefillin, says the Be'alacha, it appears to my humble understanding that he has the obligation to put it on, because most days are weekdays and you have to go based on the majority. And this day he makes kiddush is only just as is occurring. As just remember, as Rabbi Rashi explains, and this is also to do malacha every single day. It's possible because the rabban made it as kavua, as stationary, which is like mechzah mesla 50-50. And even if we say that this day is Shabbos, and because it's including kavua gomer from the raisa until mechzah mesla, however, it's not removed from a subject that writes, and then according to the Magen Avraham that he holds that the seventh day is forbidden by him, even regarding Isur Drabban, like the Yom Tov Sheni, that's only Luchumra, but not Lahakal. And even Yom Tov Sheni, you put also from there, it's different because Ikat HaKon was instituted for Khan's Klaisom, said you don't come to Chil Yom Tov, and they made it like a Yom Tov Gomer, besides for a dead person, that you're allowed to be busy burying him, said you don't come to Mezalzel. And there is Koich B'yad Drabban to be a good debat to Rishab Al Tasa. Says you should know, because it was instituted. Yom Tov Sheni, even according to us, that we know when Rosh Chodesh is, which is not the case over here, that he forgot the day of Shabbos. Rabban did not make a takana at all by him to be oike mitzvah reisa that it applies on the weekday. So there's also another logic to be mechayvim, because the Pitur of Shabbos is because Shabbos is a ice, is a sign. If that's the case, this guy that he's doing malacha for his panasa, there's no sign, there's no recognition. It's not logical to say that by Kiddush itself is a hacker, because the primary sign is that Kiddush Baruch Hu rested from his malacha on the seventh day, and he's also resting, which he's not. And he says, don't say that, but that's the case. Every sick person, Chodesh Rish B'Sekona, that's dangerous to his life, that he allowed him Mechal Shabbos, he should be chayvim tefillin. And obviously because he rests regarding other malachas, that there's no benefit for his refuah, so it is shaykh ha'is. That's the case. Here also, it's not permitted for him to do only malacha that he needs to for his parnasa, so that it doesn't die from hunger in the midbar. And even that is only exacting, he says that's not true. Because over there, there's a sign of recognition, this, that every single day he's allowed to do all malachas to do them, and today it's forbidden, which is not the case over here, where here his seventh day is the same as all other 6 days, where every single day he's also not allowed to do any malacha. And it's also possible that there it's an ois that all Gan's Kalais are Shaibis on that day with him, which is not the case over here. However, it's not so clear this Savar so much, but because the first reason, you should mechayv him. However, during davening of Shabbos, he should not put on tefillin, so that it shouldn't look like contradiction. And also, because of not, then the Gemara should have answered that's recognized by the Shabbos that it doesn't put on tefillin, according to the second Teretz of Taisis, that this Shabbat Taisis is also considered that recognizable as Shabbos. That's how it appears to my humble understanding. Some of the deer shoes, dish number one, according to Prima Godin, he writes in the Sefer Pesach Dvir that the same thing is that he also davens Mustafa of Shabbos when he treats this day as Shabbos. And dish number two, even if he has to stay in the midbar an extended period of time, the Sefer Pesach Dvir writes not to be able to do malacha to earn money so that he could manage through the eating of bread itself, even for an extended period of time. Dish number three, regarding Yom Kippur, if he's in the midbar and he's not sure regarding one of 2 days, which day is Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah instructs that for Shom Mitzvah Adin, he has to fast both days. Even on the second day's week from the first Tainas, you cannot permit him to eat Pachas Mikashir, less than the Shir, because since Chatz Shir is also Matar, it's only if it's a Matzah of Sakana, then he's allowed to eat. Regarding Tisha B'Av, if he's in the Midbar, and he's fasting out of doubt, and the evening comes to town, and he finds out that he fasted on the 8th of Av, Chubas B'Tzel Chachma, right? And he has to fast an additional day, that's Tisha B'Av, but since it's not possible to Mechayiv, because of danger, so he's like a Chayla, then they should eat every time Pachas Mikashir, less than the measurement. Issue number four, the type of work that you do in one action that you're going to make a profit more than Panasa you need for that day, and Pesach at the very rise, and the Kal V'Chaim permitted for him to do that, even more than Panasa that day, he just shouldn't do any more work until he eats what he has. Now, when he's going to Midbar in Chodesh Nisan and he wants to gain more so that he can acquire matzahs for Pesach, from this girl is not sure if it's permitted for him. Dish number 5, Tzitzit Shabbos adds on that even if he does bemezid more than Kedei Parnasa, so it's permitted for him to consume that the next day, and even then Shachar Narach and Zimun Shun Nichas, right, if someone cooks bemezid on Shabbos, he's not allowed to eat the tafshal forever, here the halacha is different, because if you can make it forbidden, then he's going to have to do malacha anyways tomorrow for Kedei Parnasa, so what's the difference if you work today or tomorrow? Dish number 6, the reason why all the 6 days permitted for him to do Isidra Abana, Shulchan Aruch Rav writes and explained the words of the Magen Ram, because since in regards to every single day, it's a subject of Abana that you go Lohakal, but on his 7th day, since rabbinically we consider it as Shabbos, so it's forbidden for him to do it, even Isidra Abana, like Yom Tov Sheni of Galis, that's also suffering, and I'll do even the Isidra Abana. Dear Shun number 10, a sick person that in the continuation of the day of Shabbos, he's b'shogin after Mechal Shabbos. Is it permitted for him to Mechal Shabbos right away when Shabbos starts, or he has to wait until he has Mechal Shabbos, which came up in the Shmuz of the Be'alacha, that we discussed in Shinchot Chesef Kot Tazayin. Regarding a surgery, an operation that you need to do on Shabbos, and you could push it off close to when Shabbos is ending, and through that you want to increase the Chil Shabbos regarding things that you have to do after the surgery, that was discussed also in Shinchot Ches. Regarding Chilush Shishbe'sakon, is danger to the sick person, that if you permit him to eat the night of Yom Kippurim less than the shear, he'll be able to complete the fast without having to eat a complete shear in one shot. But if you wait and he's going to fast till tomorrow, he's going to have to eat more than the shear. And say, Bekol Sefer, he's not sure regarding. The Trubisik is major rights that you should give him to eat ready from the night of Yom Kippurim, part of the shear. On the other hand, Rabbi Yashub instructed, should wait until he has to eat afterwards a complete shear beheter, because since he can fast till tomorrow, if that's the case, he's not allowed to feed him until the Shazet, even Chatzai Shir, also not Torah, because every moment that he's fasting is Mekam, if it's of Inu. Granting Yom Tov that falls on Erev Shabbos, and the Shabbos is some type of Inyan B'Kuch Nefesh, and you have to do for him this Malacha, to do it earlier already on Yom Tov that is more lenient than the Halacha of Shabbos. So in the Harchav Dava on Hemek Dava in Bamidbar, he says better to do it earlier, the Malacha already on Yom Tov. But if it's not clear that he's going to have to do the Malacha, better wait till Shabbos, because maybe not going to eat the Malacha at all. I mean, Shabbos and Moshe writes not to do the Malacha on Yom Tov, even though Yom Tov is lighter than Shabbos, because since right now it's not a Masa B'Kuch Nefesh, you have to wait until the time when you're going to have to do it because B'Kuch Nefesh, and so it's obligatory Shabbos rules. Dish number 11, B'Aloch is regarding Tefillin that you have to put on every single day. Even though regarding this, you're going to have to move the talus and the Tefillin from out of the Tchum. And regarding the Shefa Mitzvah, we find the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah that you don't take it out of the Tchum. Someone explains that since he himself is permitted to go out of the Tchum, so his money goes after his body, and he can take out also his objects. But it concludes that Sorachim Metavazet, that you have to look into this.